Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great.
Nice shirt.
Yeah, green again. Today.
Yep. So that's, I don't know how many days in a row now. When I walked in, Snoke and said, if Laszlo walks in with the green shirt, I swear to God.
There are different shades of green, though,
but
for sure.
But they're still green.
Yours is army green. Mine is Kelly green.
We went from wearing black shirts every day to trying to switch it up, and now when we switch it up, it's the same switching it up.
It's been four days in a row now.
Four, exactly.
It's been 4 days. It was black, it was white, yesterday was blue.
Blue, and now green. Yeah, so I'm not calling them. I'm not.
No.
I'm going through the closet and thinking, okay, least likely, green. I just grabbed green. I know you own a green shirt, but I thought odds are very low. Just like I thought yesterday with blue. But you know what? It happens.
Well, I did a bunch of my own laundry yesterday, and I just hung up everything up, and I was like, oh, I haven't worn that shirt in a while. It must have been in the dryer for like a month. You know how you have good intentions, and then you just dress yourself out of the dryer for a couple weeks? You're like, ah, well... You go downstairs, you're like, where are my shirts?
And it's just
oh, they're in the dryer.
Up.
So you start the dryer again, throw one of those things in there. Yeah. We're like, oh, look at that. Fresh, clean t-shirt. So this was the first one I grabbed. Fresh out of the dryer, boys.
I do a lot of laundry, so stuff doesn't sit in my dryer. But I'm not trying to say I'm better than you. Just saying.
I think you're going
to
make an excellent wife.
Isn't there something, some sort of chore or responsibility that you enjoy for some weird reason?
No.
Because for me, it's laundry.
No.
I like doing it.
No, I hate every chore. I hate anything. I hate everything.
I buy the scent pellets now to make them even smell even stronger. Yeah, trying to find the perfect mix of detergents. And
I'm with you. I mean, I do all that stuff, but I hate it.
I love it. Getting them all folded and hung up, and they're all clean and fresh. And while that's happening, there's blankets and stuff. I have pets, though. So with dogs, you end up washing. You've got, like, covers on the couch, and you've got dog blankets. So stuff has to be washed a lot.
I don't like any chores.
You don't want people walking in and it smells like dogs. There's usually some chores. I mean, I guess I like vacuuming, too. But people always say, oh, well, you know, I see you got some dog hair. I thought you were obsessed with vacuuming. I like vacuuming, but I'm more obsessed with the act of finding vacuums on Facebook Marketplace, eBay, whatever, and going to buy them, which I did buy another one last weekend. I forgot to tell you. I mean, I know you don't care, but it was pretty sweet. Lady had an Oric XL for sale. I go over to this old man's house. It's sitting there. They wanted 50. I said, will you take 25? They said, sure. So I go over and look at this thing. It's never been used, Lazo. Mm. And this was the model. This was an infomercial model.
I don't give a f-.
Well, see, I can't share these things with you.
No.
You share
That's
your things
you
with
wipe.
Me. You share your things with me. Well, she was out of town when I bought it, but this
well,
is
I mean, she's been back
something
since
I was
then.
Excited about, and it had never been used.
Snow
he's got the bag.
He likes garage sales.
He's got the bag that
you
came
like
with it hanging
sales?
On it.
He looks like likes garage sales.
This is not garage sales. This is specifically looking for something that someone has for sale and going to find it. I had no idea this thing was going to be unused. It's an 12-year-old
but
model.
How many times do I have to say what I just said?
It's never been used.
Snow cone
never been
bleep
used.
Bleep again, but...
Never been used. Do you understand?
Yeah,
just
I am.
Just sitting there brand new.
Let me see if you understand something. I
don't give a fart. I get it. I get it. I get
not,
it.
That's not what I don't give.
The question is now, do I use it or leave it a virgin? It's
Shove
tough.
Shove it up your ass.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm just, you know, trying to share something. I have half
no
a hobby.
No one cares about your vacuum.
Somebody does. Somebody
no one
must.
Does.
I'm
Literally,
not the only
no
one who
one
does it. It's a thing, so and it's not something that I thought, oh, I'd like to do that. It just happens, so it must happen to other
it's
people.
It's not a big thing.
No, it's not
it's
a,
like
big
a big
thing.
Hobby. Like, you can talk about big, you know, people like big, like a lot of people do them. It's not like a huge group of people who are wanting to be like, man, what I'm really tuning in. Try a podcast. I want you to try a podcast all on your own.
About vacuums.
Right, call it Vacuum Talk.
Yeah,
and see
well,
how many people you get.
I can show you some YouTube channels that are doing pretty well. So, you know, sorry I don't have the film editing skills to make that happen, but they're getting millions of views, Laszlo.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll show you. There's even wars between some of them. Anyhow, what are you doing in your life? What hobbies are you enjoying right now? What's been going on? You obviously, you know, took some stuff out of the dryer today. I got that
I did.
Part.
I did.
And you were excited about that because you don't remember the Kelly Green shirt.
I mean, I was running late because I went and saw my kid playing a little baseball this morning.
And how'd that go?
It was good.
Did they win?
Well, it was more like a baseball camp.
Oh, like
he was at
stuff?
William Jewell for playing for their coaches.
So. I like William Jewell's nice.
Yeah, I liked it. I just, you know, it's like you don't want to be the dad who shows up and watches a kid at, you know, playing in front of college coaches. So I let him drive out there, and then, you know, I think he had to be there like 8:30, and then I showed up around 11 and sat in the back of the stands.
And he just drove up there by himself.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
nice. He's becoming a man.
Yeah,
oh!
There we go.
I saw your text this morning.
I saw him the other day. He was buying a vacuum.
I saw your text this morning. Did you watch that documentary?
Yes, I did, and I'd like to talk to you about it.
Okay, well, good, because I would like to talk about that coming up. What's that called? Tell Them You Love Me?
Yeah.
Something like that? I'll find a trailer. We got to talk about that.
Yes.
What? You got to look on your face.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Okay, so I...
Yeah, you recommended a documentary.
Saw this random thing, this documentary on Netflix, and it didn't have much of a trailer... But I could tell that it was something about a professor having a sexual relationship with a student who's disabled.
Yes.
And nonverbal.
Yes.
And the family of the nonverbal guy seemed unhappy in the short little trailer that I saw. And I was like, okay, I'm interested. So I turned it on.
Right.
And it's
called Tell Me You Love Me.
Yeah. Tell them
You Love Me.
Tell Them You Love Me. And it's just a 90-minute documentary. It's not... a bunch of episodes. Mm-mm. I have a bit of a trailer here if you'd like
to
hear it.
I found this ability interesting.
Derek can't communicate nonverbal with cerebral palsy.
When I met Derek, I sat in the class with him and provided communication support.
Facilitators were doing this thinking they were giving people the ability to be able to communicate.
She looked at Derek and said, do you want me to tell
them? She said, yes. We have made love.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go.
So the couple voices you heard there, one was the woman who had relationships with
him. She's a professor at Rutgers.
At Rutgers. And then the other guy is a professor of psychiatry, right? And psychiatry, he's an an expert in disabilities.
He was known, I don't know what he was a professor in, but he was not from Rutgers.
No.
He's from somewhere else, and he was the one who did a bunch of studies on this.
Frontline.
FC, they call it, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It's this technique that some professors were using to allow nonverbal people to communicate.
Right.
And some other experts looked into it. Frontline did a special about it, a documentary about it, and those experts basically said, it's kind of like a Ouija board, right? I mean, they're basically saying this doesn't work.
3 minutes into it, I was like, this is a Ouija board.
That's what I thought, really too. I said that to Brooke. I was like, this is a Ouija board.
Right.
And so these people who were skeptics tested it, and they went in, and I think what they said they did was, like, they would show a picture to the disabled person, and then they would show a different person to the professor who helps the disabled person, and every time the disabled person would describe the picture the professor saw, which the disabled person hadn't seen.
Right, yeah.
So they're like, yeah, this doesn't work. This is being, whether or not the person, the professor who's helping the person is doing this consciously or not, we don't know. Whether or not they realize, I'm the one actually giving these responses, I'm the one actually coming up with these words, these sentences, these paragraphs even, or they really think the person's doing it. It's not clear. I got to be honest, by the end of the documentary, I don't know if I thought that woman was consciously doing it or not. Now, her ex-husband sent that letter to the court. They called her a narcissist, but it's her ex-husband.
It's her ex-husband who she cheated on with a disabled kid.
With a disabled person. Exactly.
So, not a disabled kid. He was a man. But.
Yeah.
So I kind of took his letter with a grain of salt.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting that he did say she's a narcissist and pathological liar. And I thought, okay, well, you know, if that's true.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't divorcing her before.
No, I know.
So I was kind of like, you know, take that.
With that, absolutely.
With a grain of salt. Because the one letter that they didn't go back to a lot, she is the person who talks for him, right?
Yeah.
And she types it on a keyboard and holds his hand, and then he types responses, and she takes him to college classes and these types of things. Anyway, they get to the point to where he's typing to her, I love you.
Yeah.
I want to be with you. At least this is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
They have a record of everything that's ever been typed into this keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that at least that was typed into the keyboard. And it's like, take off your shirt.
I want to touch your boob.
I want to touch your breasts. Mm-hmm. Right. Get naked.
Yeah.
Let's have sex. Like, right. Okay.
And she's basically telling everyone, look, these people who are nonverbal, a lot of them are just trapped in their own body. It's not that they can't have these complex thoughts and the ability to even write something. It's just that they haven't had a way to do it. So the families might think this person is nonverbal. They don't think the same way that we think. It's just different. And these professors come along and say, no, they're trapped in their bodies and we can help them with this method.
Right.
And she's obviously one of them.
So she says that she's, whether you believe it's him communicating or her communicating, but she basically, they form a relationship and they fall in love.
Yeah.
The guy's brother and mom find out that they've had sex because they tell them.
Yep.
And they're like, that's abuse. What are you doing?
Right. And that's where the name
comes from. Right. So that's, you know, they call the police. I mean, she was naive. When the mom called, so the mom calls the professor, the mother of the disabled man calls the professor after she's gotten mad at her and thrown her out. And she's like, look, maybe I was wrong. D-man. Clearly misses you. He's biting his hands, blah, 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 blah. Tell me, how many times did you guys make love? And then she tells him, I'm like,
this is so obvious.
It's so obvious that the police are on this phone
it's
call.
Recorded phone call. Because the mom has been against you this whole time.
Right.
She's not been open to this idea of relationship. Suddenly she's calling you and saying, you know what? I think maybe I was wrong. D-man does seem to miss you. Can you give me some details about what happened? And the professor's like, well, we made love and we did this and we did that. And you're just thinking, how do you not know that this is a setup?
So she was incredibly naive.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question is, what was D-Man able to communicate through this keyboard?
The way she said?
The way she says. And everything leads to no, except for, and they really never went into it, and I wish they would have, because I felt like it was a little skewed. And the part that they didn't go into was the girl who went to college with him, who helped him type out his book reports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked her, like, now the professor wasn't doing the facilitated communication. It was another student in the class. And they were like, did he type that out? And she's like, yes. And then they said, well, how do you know you didn't type it out? She's like, I didn't read the book. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the book.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But they only went into 10 seconds
mm-hmm.
because that's the one part where you're like knocking on the TV like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
Rewind that. Did she say she never read the book?
Right.
What does she have to lie about? I could see the lady lying if she's an abuser.
Yeah.
I could see the mom and brother being really mad about it and thinking twofold here. You know, jealous maybe to some degree. That
they're able to communicate in a way that they haven't been able to communicate.
And not only that, that the professor wants to move this child away.
Yes.
So
get his own place.
Right, get his own place. You know, a lot of her thing was she can't be tied to her mother's he can't be tied to his mother's apron anymore. So she was trying to separate the kid from the brother and the mother. I could see why they would be angry.
Yeah.
And then if to hear your brother say, I don't want to live here anymore.
Sure.
And not be positive that he's saying it. Certainly could lead me to believe this is all BS.
Yeah.
The variable was the doctor who came in
mm-hmm.
and said, yeah, I tested him for hours.
These don't work.
He is the intelligence of a six-month-old. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. I was mm-hmm. like, damn. But then the lady said, I never read the books, and he typed it out.
Right.
And they spent like 7 minutes with a doctor and only 3 minutes with a college student.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked by how quickly they glazed over that.
I guess because...
And now the kid masturbates.
The mom's upset about that because she says after his encounters with... She's like, now he masturbates. And I thought,
was not what I was thinking she was
okay,
going to say.
Me neither.
She said, you really started something. You ruined our lives.
Yeah.
Now he masturbates.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Right. And he would have known to do that before. You put that on him. I'm like, okay. Well... If he must want to do it.
Right.
I didn't totally understand that. But I got the impression that that little...
Okay, wait. Another thought. Why hide the relationship if it wasn't abuse? She didn't hide the relationship.
She did not. That's why it's called Tell Them You Love Me. I mean, they're sitting like at the dinner table and saying, you know, we want to talk to you about something. Basically, D-Man
right.
and I are
I mean, they dated and... were in a relationship before they told the parents.
Yeah, but they told them. They told the family.
Yeah, and they were always trying to figure out, apparently, if they were talking, or at least if she was talking to herself, they're figuring out the right time to tell them. So
yeah.
It wasn't like they were never going to tell them. I didn't get that vibe. She wanted to tell them.
She wanted them, and she wanted them to know, like, you know,
like to be part of the family,
me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe she really believed that they would be happy.
I can't figure her out. But
right.
The best I can figure is that she... subconsciously types those things out like you do on a Ouija board. And the person saying, I never read the book, I have to set that aside and say, maybe she did. I don't know what's going on there because
there's
a lot of things with Ouija boards. I don't know why. But it's there's a lot of things that, you know, just like with the Ouija boards, and we'll say, well, there's no way that it could have known his mom's middle name because they've never met. The person on the board doesn't know. Okay, so does that mean that I believe then that it's actually working? That the Ouija board is working? Just like, do I believe that this thing is actually
okay,
speaking
yeah,
to people?
But getting lucky saying Kate is a mm-hmm. lot different than writing a book report on African-American studies for Rutgers.
I get it. Unless the person did have some knowledge, right?
I couldn't figure out why she would lie.
I don't know either. But just, I have to go with these other doctors who've come in and said, we've tested this. And at the end of the documentary, they're basically telling you that this method has been mostly disproven
right.
of nonverbal people suddenly being able to communicate, that very few people use it anymore. You got the impression that it was sort of like this fringe Ouija board level of science, and that they figured out this.
How did Stephen Hawking communicate?
I don't remember. He had some sort of a thing that he could move with his
fingers. With his
he got progressively worse. He had a really weird case of Lou Gehrig's, but he used his chin eventually. You'd have to look that up, Snowcone. But
that just made me think he had some sort of facilitator.
There are people that can communicate, absolutely. And they have special, Microsoft makes special tablets for people who are disabled. But in this case,
it wouldn't be that far of a stretch to think that they can't control their arms.
Right.
But if they could,
because
he had cerebral palsy as well, so mm-hmm. he couldn't control his arms, so he couldn't point. So if you helped him.
Yeah.
But then that's where it comes in. Like, okay, well, if he didn't have cerebral palsy, maybe he could just type like Stephen Hawking's.
Right.
But he has it, so he can't. But so now he needs help. Well, Now we don't know who's typing.
Right. But
that's the problem.
But when you have that other guy come in and say, I looked at this guy, I said, I don't know why he seemed so much more reputable to me.
Right.
The whole frontline thing, it felt like they were saying, we've looked into this, and did you know that a lot of schools are using this, and it's total BS? Because when they tested it with all of them and showed those pictures.
So do you think she thought he was at least communicating?
That's the question. I don't know. I'm going to lean towards yes.
Yeah, I think without a doubt.
I think she really
believed.
There's
no doubt in my mind.
Just like I can believe the Ouija board when I'm using it.
There's no doubt she thought he was typing that. Whether he was typing that, I'm 70-30, no.
Okay.
But I could be swayed by talking to that college student a little bit more.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If she was like, hey, I didn't read that book. I don't know anything about that book. I got extra credit for coming in and holding his hand while he typed stuff out.
Yeah.
Now, maybe she would say, maybe she just helped him with the sentences.
Yeah.
You know, that would still be tough if she didn't know anything about the book.
Right.
You know, because if she was like, well, if he just types gibberish, I'm not going to get credit for this. I understand
right.
that, too.
Right.
But she would have to have some idea of what the book was about.
Yes, I agree. But
I'm 70-30, no. But
you think she think?
Yeah, if I was a lawyer, I can't believe more people didn't want to be like, talk. I want to. Like, that is a huge part of what's really going on here is that college student and nobody talked to her.
Well, and also a huge part of this is if the professor who was on trial, the woman that this story is about, if she truly believed that this man, D-man, was communicating. And he was communicating what she said.
She
he was
annoyed me because she kept calling him Demain.
I know. I'm like, he said he wants to be called D-Man.
Right.
He asked you, and so you just start calling him Demain?
His name's Derek.
Right. And
she said, "What do you want me to call? What do you want people to call you?" And he said, "D-Man."
Yes.
And then she's like, "Okay, Demain."
Because he'd had someone in his past who called him D-Man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, wait a second. You're at Rutgers. You're supposed to be like a professor of African American studies.
I think she's so naive and weird. Didn't understand that it was. I'm being honest. I was like, wow. I think she was so weird and naive that she didn't understand that he wanted to be D for Derek.
Right.
Man.
D-Man.
What's up, D-Man? I think she was like, oh, D-Man. Okay, you want to be called D-Man.
I couldn't figure out if she just decided that she was going to take D-Man and turn it into something a little more formal.
I thought she was so naive that she didn't understand. Like,
that's what it seemed like.
D-Man would be like a nickname for Derek. What's up, D-Man?
Exactly.
That's what the guy who got him to walk was obviously. Yeah. They didn't talk to him, but I'm like, the guy who took him to the gym and worked him out.
Yeah.
Was having him walk on a treadmill, and I can picture him right now, and he's like, good job, D-Man.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Yes.
And then he's like, I want people to call me D-Man.
Right.
And so if he typed that at all.
If he did.
And but if he didn't type it, then how'd she come up with D-Man?
Well, there's that. That one is, right? If that guy actually called him that or not, they didn't say. They didn't argue that. The family didn't argue that. But if this person on trial believes that they were communicating, or that this, you know, adult was communicating with them, I think that matters. I think if I'm on a jury and they're telling me the story, I understand why the family could be upset if the family truly believes that he has the intelligence of a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
But I also, if I could believe this woman that she truly believed he was communicating with her and that she was fooled by her own device, right?
Right.
Then does that matter? And I think
I
to
also
me,
thought,
it would.
All right, hear me out here. Do you think, I know people are going to, if you haven't seen it, this sounds bad, and it may even be bad, but it's a professor who had sex with a non-verbal grown man saying that he had given consent by typing on a keypad.
That she had
that
to help
she
him type.
Helps him type because he has cerebral palsy and, and they don't really know what else, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's a bad person?
I started to think that. I didn't think it for most of the movie. But when I would hear the stories about, like, the family would say, you know, she changed the music in the car and things like that, I thought, you know, there's a side to this woman that I've not seen in this interview. And I know you're saying don't put too much into the letter from the ex. But the letter from the ex, I just thought, you know, I'm only seeing this one piece of her. And every piece that they're telling me about, that other people are telling me about, sounds bad.
If I go to court, do not listen to whatever letter my ex writes.
I understand.
Writes.
I understand. But to specifically say...
Take that off the table.
To specifically say... She's a pathological liar and a narcissist. And then I would be in the letter, by the way. That to everything that the family said that she was doing when, you know, they're not on camera. All this weird stuff that was happening.
But if
and
he
the
can't
stuff
communicate,
because
the brother was like, oh, well, D-Man likes beer.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know D-Man likes beer?
Right.
That's the other thing. He's like, I know he likes beer and he likes gospel music. How do you know that?
Right. Well, they're
saying, can't communicate, and then she's like, no, he likes red wine and classical music.
Right. That stuff was crazy.
Well, how do you know?
Well, the family
neither
did
neither one of you know if he can't communicate and he's got the brain of a six-month-old.
He said,
he doesn't like either.
The family said that they can read his body language and that when he's into something, he kind of moves his head like Stevie Wonder. They talked about that.
Right.
So that's what they're going with, I guess, is body language. They feel like they know him the best because they've lived with him his whole life. I don't know. By the end of this, I thought...
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Can you consent?
I thought she loved him.
Okay.
Now, whether that's because she loved herself or she was able to construct a personality and a human being of someone that she really wanted to be in love with, which is what I lean towards.
Right.
Is that she's typing it. And she believes he's typing it, but he's typing stuff that she really adores about him.
Exactly.
But I do believe she loved him.
It's like taking advice from a Ouija board. Like I'm getting this magical advice, and everything I do every day is instructed to me by this Ouija board. Well, you're the one moving the pointer, right? We believe. So if that's the case here, then it's such an interesting a thought of like someone subconsciously.
Okay, but let me say this. And this sounds horrible. I'm a dad. If I have a nonverbal grown man that I'm taking care of, right?
Yeah.
And this woman says, she's a professor at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I can talk to him through this computer thing. And I'm like, well, I don't know if she can. If she can't, there's no way for me to know.
Right.
There's literally no one who would know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes this case so fascinating. There's no one who would know for sure. And she's like, I want to marry him.
Right.
And have him come live with me.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you believe that he doesn't want those things and that he's scared. And
even if I think he has the six-month-old intelligence, she's going to take care of him. She's going to love him.
Right.
She seems like she wanted them to be a part of their life. So you could go over there all the time and check on them. Like, hey, this could be a good thing for D-Man.
But I think they believe that he did not enjoy this stuff, that it was a form of abuse. They talked about the marks on his back and all
from
that.
From sex.
I know.
And now he masturbates, so he liked it.
That is important.
Right.
I mean, that part of it was important, I think. But I don't know. No, I understood the family's concerns.
I understood the family's concern, too. There was a part of me that was like, hey, go live with her.
But to me, that test that they did with those machines, that's all you need.
I need to talk to that college student a little bit more. I think D-Man...
I think we need to watch.
I think D-Man liked getting a little bit of that white mature action.
Well, he must
action.
Have liked something because he's masturbating later. So
right.
Now that we've explained it to you, watch it
watch
on Netflix.
It, and then tell us what you're thinking. Snowcone, post a subreddit with a link to it, and then we'll discuss it all on the Church of Lazel subreddit.
The Church of Lazel.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Eslo.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
You know, we were just talking about this off the air on Twitch a little bit, twitch.tv/Church of Lazel. But I hear people talk about how this stadium that they built here in Kansas City for the women's soccer team is the first stadium built for a woman's professional sports team.
Yeah, that gets confusing to me, but
it does. But then I started thinking, like, there's never been a stadium built for a women's soccer team or basketball team or any of that?
Probably not, but I'm curious if there's been one built where, like, the women's sports team
is the main tenant?
The main tenant. Like, what about that? I don't know where. If Chuckabee's on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Churchill Laszlo, they have, like, a real big women's volleyball team in Omaha, I think. Maybe it's Lincoln. In Nebraska somewhere.
Okay.
And they play somewhere, and I wonder if that stadium's just for them. Maybe, I don't know.
It must not be, because I found this older article from ABC News, and it's talking about how Kansas City is building, this was an old article, it's built now, the first stadium built for professional women's sports team. And they say it's the first stadium built for a women's professional sports team in the world.
That's pretty cool.
But that's just crazy to me to think that there's never been a purpose-built stadium for a women's, even if it was a very small one, for a women's soccer team or something, that there hasn't been one built before. I mean, this is a big stadium.
I'm guessing most of them are probably
multi-purpose.
So they put on, but I don't know. Like, if they put a concert in that stadium, then would it be considered multi-purpose and it's no longer
No, because it's still their stadium. You're using it's like doing a concert at Arrowhead is still Chiefs' home, right?
It's multi-purpose now, at least to some degree, right?
But it's still it was built for the Chiefs. And I think what they're saying is this is a stadium built for a women's professional sports team.
And it doesn't matter.
Never been done before.
Well, I guess it's how you, I don't know. Well, it's quite the accomplishments are good for them. I'm just saying, yeah. I think it's how you word it when you're building it. So, like, if you're getting public funds, which I don't think they did, but say you're getting public funds and you say, this will be the home of the Pittsburgh Penguins, right? The Pittsburgh Lady Penguins, but we're also going to do concerts and auto shows and all these other things. Well, then at that point, the revenue is like, okay, well, we'll do it, and it's a multi-purpose stadium with the main tenant being this WNBA team, but we do all these other things.
Okay, well, then I guess
they don't any other things. So I'm just curious if there's another stadium out there that its main tenant is a WNBA or soccer team in the world.
Right.
But they do other things in it as well.
I get
and when they got
saying.
The funds, it had to be labeled as multi-purpose, where this didn't have to be. But
I get what you're saying.
It's pretty great for it to happen in Kansas City.
There still might not be, though.
There might not be. I was just curious if there was.
Like, and if when you say main tenant, I think, like, okay, then it needs to have whatever that team's name is, the Lady Penguins, it needs to be up all over the stadium, and it's there year-round. Just like at Arrowhead, it's Chiefs everywhere. Now, they still do concerts and stuff there, but it's the Chiefs home. It's built for
right,
the Chiefs.
Right, that's what somebody said. So, I went to a Buzz Beach Ball Sporting KC Arena. Does that make it multi-purpose or home of Sporting KC? Both.
Right, but it was built for Sporting KC.
It's built for Sporting KC. It's the home of Sporting KC,
yeah.
But it is multi-purpose. It does serve another purpose if they want to,
yes.
And they have in the past,
yes.
Right?
Yes, but that Sporting KC stuff stays up year-round because it's their
stadium. It's the home of Sporting KC,
yeah.
Exactly.
So I guess this is the first time that this has ever happened for a women's professional team in the world, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, that they built. So maybe there's other places, too, where a WNBA team is there where somebody else was before.
Exactly. Like
and now
Kemper
they're
Arena
the main
here.
Tenant. Now they're the main tenant,
yeah.
But
it wasn't built for them.
It wasn't built for them.
Like
so it's pretty cool. And that stadium is legit.
It's
man.
Nice. I drive
they
by it all the
job.
Time. Yeah. It looks good. So, Annette, that what
Brittany
you're saying
Mahomes,
makes perfect
right?
sense, too.
She's behind that?
Yeah. I don't know what...
she's good people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it seems to me, like, I know people get mad at her or whatever, and then she's done things that I'm like, that seems ridiculous. But for the most part... I tend to, everything she does, I tend to like. You know, she seems fine to me. She seems like a nice person. But, you know, it seems to me that when Patrick and Brittany do something for this city, they do not half-ass it.
Nope, go all out.
They do not have, you know what I mean? You're like, okay.
It's a big deal to have them here. It's
I mean,
much
even
more...
if it's a little thing like, you know, hey, I like Whataburger, and we're going to bring him to Kansas
exactly.
City.
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, he's going to bring one.
Nope.
Like, no, there's one on every... If you want Whataburger, you can... Like, everything they do is big, and it's done well, and they're behind it. I like both of them.
It's crazy having an athlete of that level of celebrity in your town. It doesn't
Invest
just help
back
you
back in
win.
Your town.
Yeah, because he's not just winning Super Bowls. It changes your city.
And it's
it
not like... There's been people like... So, growing up in Detroit, Matt Stafford... Mm-hmm. I use this as an example because there's only so many places I've lived where that Matt Stafford and his wife gave back to the city. And they gave back to the city in charity, donations, they did fundraisers, they did all these things. But they didn't build a soccer stadium
right.
and bring in
a
soccer team and food franchises.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and Travis Kelce are building a restaurant. Like,
right. Yeah, I forgot about
you know,
that.
I think, like, I'm like, Matt Stafford, man, he's good for this city.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes are great for this city. Yeah. Like, they are great for it.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's very impressive. Very impressive.
It is. It's awesome. And that, yeah. I think...
And that doesn't mean anybody else who lives in a place has to do what they do. It's just nice to see them do it.
And that's,
like, hey, let's invest back in the city. Let's do this. First women's stadium in the world.
That's a crazy thing.
Right.
I would have never guessed that there hasn't been
one. And then him, like,
built,
you know, let's buy some of the Royals. Start, you know, let's do that. Like, I'm here. Let's go. You know, I don't want to talk bad about him, but, you know, George Brett lives here.
Yeah.
And I know he shows up to some charity events, but does anybody think, like, man, what that dude does for Kansas City?
Well, and also, I don't know that he had the level of money. He had money,
no,
for sure.
And I think he is. He does a lot of charity. And I'm putting him, by the way, in a really good light. I'm comparing him to Matt Stafford, who I thought was great for the city.
Yeah.
I think George Brett is great for the city. It's like, Mahomes is like, man, we're in a whole nother stratosphere of what I'm doing with my wealth to support the city that supports me. It's next level. And I'm using George Brett because I do. I mean, he comes into the radio stations and talks and tries to get money, right? I mean, he's always trying to help the city, whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
He's a very public figure trying to help the city, but it's, you know, he ain't building soccer stadiums.
No.
Stafford ain't building soccer stadiums, you know?
In my lifetime, we had Buck O'Neill, who seemed like the sweetest man in the world. He came to your school. He sat with you at lunch. I mean, he was an icon, a legend. He was... Yeah. It was mythically, I mean, he really did almost feel like a prophet because he was just such a sweet guy, and he was everywhere doing good things all the time. And everyone loved Buck O'Neill. He was an icon.
Right.
And we had George Brett, who was the biggest of my lifetime, the biggest celebrity athlete, the best athlete to spend his whole career in Kansas City. Yeah, Joe Montana played here a couple years, but then he left.
49er.
Right. George Brett came to Kansas City, stayed in Kansas City, and he was an icon. So you had him and you had Buck O'Neill. Now we've got Mahomes, and Mahomes is like almost Jordan level, right, with his fame.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole other world, like the things
really
that he can accomplish.
Stands out.
And how much they can change your city.
Right, and especially when you have someone like Mahomes, who plays in a small market like this,
mm-hmm.
who embraces the city.
Yeah.
If Mahomes was a quarterback for the Giants, it's a different story.
Of course.
He's just
harder
a quarterback.
To make
he's just, I mean, it's not that he's not great. Don't get me wrong. He's still the best quarterback in the league.
He's
and unbelievable.
A State Farm commercial.
But there's a million Patrick Mahomeses in New York City in the sense of celebrity and wealth.
Yeah, exactly.
There ain't that many. There's one.
Here now.
It's him.
Exactly.
In Kansas City of that celebrity and wealth.
Yep.
You know, you go to New York, you go to L.A.,
there's
you're
a lot
one of
them.
Many. One of many, you know. If Patrick Mahomes lives in L.A., he may not be the most famous person at a coffee shop.
No, but here...
But here, he is.
He is. And it's the biggest this city's seen.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. So, we're lucky,
is all
I'm saying. For a lot of reasons. Winning Super Bowls is fun, too, of course. But then getting all this stuff...
Yeah, good guy and seems like a, you know, good family.
Yes.
I like his wife. Like, you know, everything seems legit.
Got really lucky. This city got really lucky.
The brother seems to have been quiet lately.
You know?
So,
you know what? Famous
also,
as kids,
By the way, I know his mom tweets. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on. I know his wife has gotten in trouble before. But also, 90% of those things don't make the paper if he lives in New York.
Of course.
Right? Again, it's that wealth, power, celebrity in a smaller market.
So much attention
so
on
there's
all
so
of them.
Much of attention, right. If
even on the family members.
You know, right. I have no idea if... You know, Eli Manning's dad ever tweeted anything. I have no idea.
Right.
We just wouldn't pay attention. Right.
No. But anyway, very lucky. And that stat, the first stadium in the world built for a women's professional sports team, not just soccer team, professional sports team, is pretty cool and something that the city should be proud of and thankful to the Mahomes for.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do the
have
news
you been there?
Coming up. I mean, I drive by it all the time. Yeah. I haven't been,
in.
I don't like girls' sports. I know I get emails about it.
Just kidding.
I drive by there. There's never been a game going on when I drove by, but the stadium looks awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the news coming up. We got a big terrorist attack coming. If didn't live through 9/11 and you think, man, people talk about 9/11, how it changed everything, I don't get it. Well, you may have your chance, apparently, to understand what it was like to live through 9/11 as an adult. That's what they're saying. I'll tell you coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We're doing the news, my man.
Good.
So, security experts, these are the people who keep us safe and listen to all of our phone calls and read our emails. They say we're
my
in trouble.
Ex?
Yeah, exactly. they say we're in trouble.
Man.
They're worried there's going to be...
I thought it was just a nuisance. I had no idea it was protecting the free world.
It's keeping us safe, man.
Good.
Keeping us safe.
Good.
So they are warning that there is another 9/11 style or level attack looming. You know, they arrested those guys who were connected with ISIS, I don't know, last week, week before. And they were from that same country, same group of ISIS members who shot up that concert hall in Russia and then
it burned down. Okay.
So they arrested some of those guys here. I know that there's been some talk about the FBI looking into possible incidents, but now you've got the heads of the CIA and these big security experts saying there's something big coming. So, you know, I guess if you see something, say something.
New alarm bells about the threat of terrorism in America from a former top intelligence official. Warning in foreign affairs, the United States faces a serious threat of a terrorist attack in the months ahead. Former acting CIA Director Michael Morell with national security expert Graham Allison comparing the current threat level to the run-up to 9/11 and pointing to testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray on the impact of the Hamas attack on Israel.
We've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th.
And from other top Biden administration officials.
And we are in an elevated global threat environment.
Every morning, we worry about this question. We try to track anyone who might be trying to hurt the country.
Okay, so I get the impression that they're saying this may stem from what's going on in Israel and Palestine. I'm not really sure. You wonder, the FBI and the CIA, what do they know? When they start saying, like, there's a threat of a 9/11 level attack,
and why do they say it?
Why do they tell us? Right. What chatter
are they
hearing?
Well, I guess because they don't tell us, then we're like, did you guys know? And we bitch about Condoleezza Rice knowing.
That's true. It's kind of just like constantly predicting things, and then eventually you get something right. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't prevent bad stuff from happening.
I think they probably do all the time, man.
Constantly. I think the FBI does. And I'm not like one of these propaganda guys who says they're perfect, but
no.
I do think that the FBI and the CIA stop a lot of...
I think they do.
A lot of attacks.
I would bet.
But it is kind of difficult. Now, I'm not trying to be negative here, but like you look at the news yesterday, I wake up and there were what, three or four mass shootings in America over the weekend? And so you're kind of like, you know, if they're saying these are the same guys that ran in and shot up that concert hall, well, we're shooting up ourselves. I mean,
no, you're right.
You guys shooting up splash pads and shooting up Juneteenth celebrations.
It doesn't take much.
So what would be a 9/11 level attack? I don't know. They say that the young people...
Thousands dead?
Yeah, I think so. That young people now who are young adults and they're now at voting age, because they didn't experience 9/11, they have a totally different view on the world. And that everyone older, if you are at least old enough to remember 9/11, then you've lived through some sort of big tragedy. There was 9/11. But people in their 60s are old enough to remember, you know, Kennedy getting shot and both of them getting shot. And the space shuttle explosion, we talked about that. But the people who were either babies or not quite born when 9/11 happened, they've never experienced something like that, and that somehow it changes the way they view the world. And I just think, well, all I think changed.
When the hell was 9/11?
Huh? 2001?
2001.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
What I think about 9/11.
I was just trying to figure out how old were people who didn't experience. So
I think that we allowed the
government. Early 20s.
Yeah. We allowed the government and we allowed the police and everyone else to basically do a lot of things that used to require warrants without warrants. That's kind of what 9/11 changed. Oh, they're tapping our phones.
Right.
They're looking at the stuff. They're looking at what library books you check out. Remember
they
all that
stuff? They
probably
were doing that anyway, man. Now they just had a law that said we can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like people are like, oh, they're paying college players.
Yeah.
It's like, man, they were paying them before. Now it's just an open book.
Yeah.
Same thing. I think they're like, well, now we'll just make a law that says we can do it.
Yeah.
Just in case you're about to get pissed. But I don't believe before that they were like, well, you know, we better get a warrant.
Right. Well, I guess keep your eyes open because they think something's going to happen. Here's a repeat from last summer and the summer before. It's been every summer now for, at least 10 years. We're having record-breaking heat, and they always come up with names for it. This is the heat dome. We're in a heat dome right now. It's affecting over 70 million Americans. It's going to break record temperatures. We've already broken record temperatures
in
Chicago and stuff.
I haven't thought it's been that hot here.
It's just been humid, but I'm like, that's what it feels like.
as bad as some summers.
No, we used to go to Warped Tour in the middle of June every year. And I remember it being hot as hell.
Yeah, hotter.
Miserable. It was probably a lot like this. Now, I will say when I go out at night and walk the dogs, I'm like, let's get back in. It's humid. But is it record-breaking here yet? I think we've avoided the worst of it so far, but Chicago and others
haven't. This morning, tens of millions from coast to coast are broiling thanks to an early blast of record heat.
Oh my God, it's going to be hot.
More than 70 million Americans waking up under heat alerts from Iowa through Maine, a stubborn heat dome sending temperatures soaring up to 25 degrees above average and threatening to shatter more than 100 daily records this week. In the Midwest, Chicago hitting 97 degrees yesterday, smashing a record set back in 1957. And Detroit residents taking a sweltering 101-degree heat index in stride.
101 in Detroit? What the hell? That's not normal.
No, that is hot.
Remember a couple of years ago, it was like 107 in Portland for like a week?
Yeah, and they didn't Seattle know what to do.
Yeah, it was like the Pacific Northwest, and a lot of them didn't have air conditioning. And I mean,
I don't know what it is like in Detroit for the last year. I haven't spent summer. When I was a kid, it was like, you know, 80 was hot.
Right. You
I'm
thought
being
it was
honest.
Hot.
Like, I know, it's, I know that's crazy to think. It's insane to think. But I remember, you know, like my mom would say, hey, it's got to be over 70 to go swimming.
Yeah, we had that too.
And it was, you know, like a hot summer day was 84. Like, man, it's hot.
Yeah.
Now it's like 103. I don't know. Look, I'm not a scientist.
It's happening a lot.
Like it's hot.
And if I go back and watch the Al Gore thing, it seems like what he said would happen has already happened.
Right. So I don't know anything about anything. So I don't want to piss you off. If you say it's not true, and by the way, I drive a car and I don't recycle. So, you know, I'm the problem. That said,
I recycle your Red Bull cans at the end of the night.
Yeah, I don't recycle at my house.
Yeah, it's not free there. It's not included.
Yeah, I just throw them all. I don't separate.
If you have to pay for it, then
I just throw it all in the two. I have two bad, you know, two things.
One's supposed to be recycling.
One's supposed to be trash.
Oh, so you do have something that's supposed to be recycling.
Yeah, but I don't separate. I just put the bags in there.
Okay.
So sometimes it's trash, and I don't know.
Nah, I've got recycling.
I get confused.
I just wonder, what are they actually recycling in that? You know, they tell you that you can put all this stuff in there. I'm like, I kind of doubt it. But
yeah, plus it's just a big truck driving around, billowing smoke, picking up your recycling.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know,
that thing can't be getting a lot of gas.
No.
Gas
but Amazon switched to electric. Those things are cool. Those Rivians are pretty
makes
cool.
Makes sense.
And it's like all of them that I see now are Rivians. They did that fast. Anyhow, I just think it is getting hotter. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But if you go back, if you're a person who doesn't believe in global warming, and you go back and watch that Al Gore documentary from 25 years ago, and then you see that all this stuff happened, do you think now when you see that, you go, oh, well, then it's a conspiracy and he made it happen? Like,
right, no.
Like the deep state is causing us to make us believe that global warming is a real thing? Like what? When they predicted it and it came true.
I just think you have to say, if you watch that, you have to say, yeah, of course,
the Earth naturally heating.
Heats up, and then it cools down, and it's cyclical. It'll take care of itself, and this isn't an issue. That's what you have to say.
It's just crazy to see all those old newspaper clippings from the 1930s, 1940s, where they talk about, hey, we're going to overheat the Earth because we're blowing all this coal, and it's going to trap all the heat with all the. And they talked about global warming back then. They knew, like, hey, this pollution is going to make it hotter and hotter.
Right.
We're going to have to do something. Then somewhere along the way, it became political, I guess, because Al Gore got involved. And
well,
so now,
I think because industry.
Of course. Well, and oil companies want to make sure
of
that
course.
We don't think that it's
and
a
oil
problem.
Oil companies are where?
Yeah, no,
in
exactly.
The South.
Exactly. L.A., they are the second biggest school district in the country. And they are considering a full-on cell phone ban, where the cell phones would be banned all day, can't use them.
With the Surgeon General sounding the alarm about how social media is harming kids and teens, the second biggest school district in the country will now decide if it should have a full ban on cell phones in schools. The Los Angeles Unified School District is set to vote today on a policy that would block students from using phones and social media during school hours. That would include breaks or lunch. And if approved, this would go into effect in January. There are still questions about how to implement a full ban.
Okay, now, the thing from 2 hours ago makes it look like the vote went through, and it says they're one step closer to banning students' use of cell phones. They wouldn't be able to use them all day. The question is, how do you keep the students from having cell phones? It's not easy. Kids will hide them in everything, so you're going to have to do, I assume, this big TSA-style security as the kids come into school every day to try and get their cell phones. It just seems like a lost cause. You know, you're going to dedicate that much time and effort. Maybe the phones really are that bad for kids. I don't know. But keeping them, I watched that video of that school in Ohio that's doing it. Kids were hiding phones and their mashed potatoes in their lunch.
You know? Really?
Like, yes, like they have to
They're
go through everything.
Give away. They're going to have watches. Right. They're going to have different ways to communicate.
Right. I'm with Laszlo now. He's convinced me. Use the phones. Use them to your advantage.
Got it, like, we got to quit raising kids for a generation that we grew up in and raise them in the one that they're in.
Yeah, it's difficult.
They
right?
have a phone on them. Everyone has a phone on them 24/7. So teach them how to use it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if these kids now,
for good.
When they're adults and they're teachers, if they're the first generation who knows how to properly
right,
use
sure.
these devices, that it might be. Justin Timberlake.
I got a DUI. If you don't want to get a DUI, you should go to mitra-9.com.
That's right. Go to Mitra. Get yourself some Go Packs.
Get a couple Go Packs. Slug one down.
Yep. Yep.
Use the code word problematic. It's my favorite thing. I do it every day.
Yep. Well, Timberlake, I don't think he was doing that. It sounds like he was at a
should have got a go pack.
Restaurant.
That's what I think every time. Should have got a go pack.
Restaurant with some celebrities where they were hanging out, and I guess he was going back to the hotel. He's got a big tour going on right now, but the cops saw him swerve. He came out of a lane a little bit. I guess he rolled through a stop sign. They pull him over. He didn't pass the roadside sobriety test. He got
we are also
UI.
Following breaking news right now about Justin Timberlake. Authorities say the Grammy Award-winning singer has been arrested and is facing at least one charge of driving while intoxicated. It happened last night on New York's Long Island. TMZ is reporting that Timberlake was just arraigned and released without bail, but NBC News has not officially confirmed that detail.
Okay, if I'm the cop and I pull over Timberlake and he's a little buzzed, he's not doing 90 in a residential, right? He's just, he came out of his lane a little bit and rolled through a stop sign. I just take him home or to his hotel. It's Timberlake. Also, if it's a celebrity that's always causing problems that everybody hates, then I understand. You're like, I'm arresting you. You think you're hot ass.
Right.
But it's Timberlake.
Right.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
People like Timberlake,
well,
right?
People dislike him because of the Britney Spears stuff, but...
I know. They were children. Come on. Right. Howard Stern's asking him, did you have sex with Britney Spears when you're that age?
I know.
Like, oh,
of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, come on.
I like Justin Timberlake. He seems like a good guy.
He's turned into a nice adult.
Right. I'd let him off.
I would let him go. Now, someone on Twitch said
how drunk was he, I guess? If it's my job to arrest drunk people, I don't want to let him go and then him get in an accident.
No, you got to drive him to his hotel. You have to drive him to his hotel.
Right.
I mean, he's probably almost there. It's 12:30 in the morning. Just take him to the hotel. Drop him off. That's it. And say, hey, we got to leave your car here. I'm pretty sure you can afford to...
Yeah, I'm with you. P. Green Pilgrim says, just make up for that by taking a drunk guy who makes minimum wage to jail.
Right. Do that.
Yeah. Throw him
make
in there.
Make him pay for these problems.
Right.
Not a celebrity.
Right, not just
celebrities
a Timberlake.
Are supposed to be able to... Look, we worship these people. They
yeah.
are better than us.
Right.
And because they're better than us, we yeah. should treat them like
of
they're
course.
Better than us. Someone on Twitch said the cop didn't know it was Timberlake. Didn't
oh,
recognize him.
Oh, he didn't, but...
I wonder if...
He didn't know the name Justin Timberlake?
Right, like once you see it on the ID, aren't you like, hey, I don't know if that's true or not. Someone on Twitch said that. I assume that you know who it is, especially like you say, once you see his name, you're familiar with that name. So no one knows if this will interrupt his tour. He's on this big tour right now. He's supposed to play... I think he's supposed to play Chicago this weekend or something. How big a stadium or venue does he play these days? Because he used to play arenas. He played the
I'm
arena
sure he
here
does.
Like 10, 12 years ago.
I bet he does.
Yeah, but does he sell it out? When's the last time he had a big hit? Has he had one? Snow Cone would know that better than anyone. Has Timberlake had a hit in a while?
He put a new song out like a few months ago, but it didn't,
but people didn't
it,
like
it,
that one,
it didn't
right?
do much.
He's
yeah.
playing the United Center. Well, yeah, he's playing two nights at the United Center.
Two nights. Okay, then he's doing
two
great.
Nights.
Two
Chicago,
nights.
He's playing the 21st and the 22nd.
All right.
So clearly he's selling tickets.
Well, then there's no excuse for this cop.
$130.
I want this cop's badge in the garbage because there's no excuse for this cop giving Justin Timberlake a DWI. That's ridiculous.
Oh, man, he's doing a lot of it. So he's doing, I guess coming up, he's doing two nights in Chicago, two nights in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I heard that he's doing Madison
two
Square
nights
Garden.
At the TD nights. Garden in Boston.
Okay, he's doing
so,
well.
Yeah.
He's doing well. This cop had to know who he was. Let him go.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo,
what's up?
I don't know. You're going to tell me something stupid that's going on in the world.
Something stupid? Hey, I'll tell you something that isn't stupid because I'll bet you want a bunch of money on it.
What?
How about those Celtics, huh?
Oh, man.
Aren't you a big Celtics fan?
I'm not.
It's over. Time to say it again, Boston. Anything's possible. Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
So... in basketball, they have like a championship, Just like football has a Super Bowl and baseball has a World Series, they try and do the same thing in basketball.
Right, they do.
It's like a multiple game thing, like the World Series. They try and mimic that, and then they try and get people to give a
But they don't.
I don't know. I mean, Boston fans probably do.
Yeah, sure, they do.
Like, okay, so the finals, the championship, it's over now,
it's over.
Right?
The Celtics won.
And then how long until they start playing again? Because it feels like they start playing again almost immediately. It's like year-round. Because the women just started, right? Because Caitlin Clark joined and they just started their... Sorry, I couldn't go...
You're asking a guy who doesn't know.
Well, we talked about it, right? It was they were starting the season and we were surprised by that. So I don't know when their thing is. Anyway, the Celtics won. Did you win any money?
No, I didn't bet on it.
Oh.
I don't know that much about basketball.
Do you care if the Pistons...
I'd watch
get
if the Pistons
finals,
were good.
Then you would, if they were in the finals, you'd watch
I'd watch them there in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, okay. You'd watch all those games.
Yeah.
When I met you, they were good.
They were really good.
And you were into the Pistons, and I was like, oh. Yeah.
It was the same time the Red Wings were good at the same time.
Well, but I didn't. The Red Wings games weren't necessarily on here, but the Pistons games were. So I'd go out with my buddies to a bar to eat, and they were showing those Pistons games, and I got really into them. And I'd never been into basketball before because the Kings left when I was like a toddler. So I'd never had a team to root for, and I'm not a KU fan because I grew up in Missouri. So
you became a Pistons fan.
I became a Pistons fan, and I just thought, the Pistons is the greatest mascot in sports.
It is a good one.
It is the best. There is none better. You want your mascot to have something to do with your city, which most cities can't even do that. I've never seen a Bengal in Cincinnati.
No.
You know, I don't know what. How did they come up with that? Like, I don't think there's any Bengals there.
Mm-mm.
So I like it when it has something to do with your city, and
I've
then
never
when
seen
it's cool
an Indian
like
chief in Kansas City.
Exactly. Right. It's like, okay, that doesn't make a ton of sense. You know, maybe
in
Oklahoma, there's a lot
around.
Of natives, right? If you maybe
a
if
lot
it was
of bears
Oklahoma.
Walking around in
right in Springfield,
Chicago.
Yeah, it's just, you know, if it has something to do with your city, seems to make so much more sense. And then Detroit, the Pistons is just so cool and such a cool logo. Anyhow, I just don't watch basketball. I watch Nick and Heat. They talk about basketball a lot. They talk about these stars. I'm just like, I don't know anything about these people. New York. There's a lot of rich people in New York. Probably a lot of rich kids that go to NYU, right? Seems like a good school for rich kids. And there is a girl that goes to school at NYU, and her dad is some sort of Russian...
Oligarch?
I don't know, mining. He made money from mining. He's rich. Sure. He's a rich Russian. His daughter goes to school at NYU. She's at school... And she's got a roommate at NYU, and she starts to notice that things are going missing. Now, this girl has some valuable stuff because her dad is very wealthy. You know, designer handbags and bracelets and things like that. Names from designers that we all know and stuff that we can't afford. But the roommate starts stealing this stuff and then selling it on one of these websites where, you know, it's like buy designer stuff, slightly used or whatever. She finds out her roommate's been selling the stuff, and now... She's saying, hey, you stole over $50,000 worth of stuff from me and sold it on the internet. I want my money back.
Roman Agapov, whose father, Andrei, is a Russian-American mining magnate, says her NYU roommate swiped tens of thousands of dollars of luxury handbags and jewelry, then turned around and sold it on the RealReal. The NYPD
involved.
A lawsuit filed, the tabloids splashing the case and the merch across the internet. Some of the items, according to the suit, an 18-carat ruby ring worth more than $23,000, a purse and a tote together worth more than $7,000, a Chanel bracelet, a Bulgari necklace. All told, approximately $51,000 in items stolen, the
okay,
suit says.
If you leave a ring in my dorm that's worth $26,000, you just leave it laying there. I'm going to take it. If I'm not rich and you're leaving that stuff laying around, I'm sorry, but I'm going to... I mean, look, I had stuff stolen in college and I stole some stuff from other people in college. I'd steal their booze, right? Oh, he's got a little Seagram's gin and juice bottle. I'll take it. He'll never know.
Unless it's like, you know...
Yeah, I don't sell it on the
real Volishnikov.
Right, but...
I'm like, oh,
that's what
boy.
I'm saying, man. A Russian? No.
Not really stealing from Ivana Volishnikov.
I was going to say...
I feel like there's problems.
I don't steal
like
all of
there's
it.
There's a $20,000 ring, and it's, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to steal it from Collegio Soprano.
Okay, I get what you're
like
saying.
It's risky.
Stealing all of it, $50,000, I don't know if that's all of it.
If it's Matt Boyd, I'm taking it.
That's what this girl allegedly did is dumb. You steal all the stuff, and then you put it on the RealReal, whatever that is, and then you sell it. I'm saying I grab that ring, it's worth $20,000, hold on to it, and then I take it to a jeweler somewhere far away. This guy's so rich, oh, she lost a ring. You know what he's going to say? Honey, you shouldn't be leaving your stuff laying around like that. They're not going to get the police involved and go search for this ring. Meanwhile,
probably Vladimir Kalashnikov, her father, probably doesn't. want to get the police involved in a lot of
things. No, he probably doesn't. And he's letting his daughter have all this crap to lay around the dorm. Then who cares? I'm taking that ring. I'm selling it to Adam Sandler at his jewelry store. I'll wait a few weeks. He gives me 10, 15 grand for it. It's worth 30. Yeah, I'm stealing it. You'd steal something.
Well, I think about it, but the last name scares me.
Oh, I get it, but this girl definitely stole too much, if it's true, but I feel like I'd steal some of it. Jerry Seinfeld is a stand-up comedian.
I'd steal something from Jerry Seinfeld.
He is a Jewish stand-up comedian.
He is.
And apparently he's been having problems with people heckling him during the shows because of the...
His support for Israel.
Support for Israel. And he got...
They walked out.
Yeah.
His,
at a commencement thing, there was some Duke. People who walked out, the pro-Palestine people. Well, he was just doing a stand-up special in Australia, and someone decided they were going to heckle him. I don't know if they bought a ticket just to heckle him or what.
But. A genius, ladies and gentlemen. He solved the Middle East. He solved it. It's the Jewish comedians. That's what we have to get. We're all on your side now because you have made your point so well and in the right venue. You've come to the right place for a political conversation. Well, tomorrow we will read in the paper, Middle East 100% solved thanks to man at the Kudos Arena stopping Jew comedian. They stopped him 20,000 miles from the problem. And screw up a comedian. That is how you solve world issues.
I mean, I don't disagree with him about, like, it is weird to buy a ticket and go in and then yell at Jerry Seinfeld because he's a Jewish comedian who supports Israel.
Right.
I mean, you want to make your point. Protests on college campuses, that's a thing. Right. That's been a thing. Sure. Okay, I get that. Protests on college. But to heckle a comedian... Yeah. To buy that ticket and go in there in front of all those people, and that's where you make your point. And Jerry's just saying, you're not winning anyone over with this.
Right.
Who do you
that's
win
his
with
point.
This?
You're not winning anybody.
You're not winning anybody over. So, you know, I don't know. This
you're doing it in front of Seinfeld fans. That's just, probably not going to work, but whatever.
It's crazy. I know we don't talk about it. We don't need to talk about it too much because it's too controversial. But it is crazy, the, you know, pro-Palestine, pro-Israel stuff that's been going on since October 7th, basically, and seeing what some of these people say, seeing how angry some of these people get. I mean, it's... Did you think you'd see it in your lifetime? You got your DNA test back, found out that
I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish. Did you think in your lifetime that you would see something like this? Because we've just always learned about World War II and anti-Semitism is the worst thing in the world. And if there's one thing we all agree on, anti-Semitism sucks and Nazis sucked and they're obviously the bad guys. And that was always just kind of thing. And you'd hear Jewish people say, we still deal with anti-Semitism. And you're like, well, who's doing it? Oh, well. And then you hear about how they're doing it. You go, oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, they're making fun of Jews running Hollywood, whatever. That is anti-Semitism. And but it's still different than, you know, we want to destroy Israel. Now you have that.
Right.
And there's a lot of
and
it,
a lot
right?
more outspoken Nazis.
Yeah.
You know, not only do you have the Middle East thing, you also have this
people
bubbling under Nazism.
All this right-wing stuff, and people are not automatically like, hey, let's punch those guys. That was our thing, Snowcon. We love free speech. Use your free speech. And if you want to wear a swastika, wear a swastika. But the deal is you're going to get punched in the mouth, and the cops aren't going to do anything. That's how we handle
free speech. Not anymore.
But now we can't agree on what's good and bad.
No.
And I don't know. That's kind of scary, is it?
It's
not?
Weird.
It's weird. It's really weird. Do your kids talk about it at all? Like, is it something kids in high school talk about? Like, does he ask you about it?
Like anti-Semitism? Yeah.
He's, yeah. Like, what's going on in Israel? And
no.
No. Okay.
But they have mentioned that, you know, there'll be, you know, kid pro-Nazi kids at
that's so
school.
Crazy. That is so crazy. And they just act like they're neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, well, let's end this on a lighter note. I guess it's not lighter for the owners, but it's kind of an interesting story. In Indiana, there's this restaurant, and they banned kids under 5 years old, okay?
Oh, yeah, I read that.
You saw that, right? People got so mad about
that. Why? I don't know.
I don't get it either. You've always said, hey, when I had kids, my life changed, not yours.
Right.
If a restaurant
but
says...
But kids under five are banned from a lot of places.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't understand why this restaurant somehow got called out for it. Like, they can't go into bars where it's all drinking.
Right. The movie
there's
theater.
There's a lot of places. Right.
My movie theater's 18 or over.
Right.
Unless you have a guardian.
PG-13 or whatever, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't... I don't think it's that crazy to say this is not a place for little kids. And it was kids under five.
Right.
Right. So that's, I mean, it's toddlers, basically. It's kids that need high chairs. People were furious. I guess parents, you know, don't like the idea of establishment saying, hey.
I don't understand why, though. But, like, I really don't get it.
Okay. I kind of thought that's where you would stand.
This is no Chuck E. Cheese. This wasn't made for babies. That's the sad truth.
But neither of us have ever eaten at a restaurant where someone would openly expose a breast in public to feed. Only when in our own restaurant has this happened. One would think and expect common decency and respect for others would be the norm.
We had to make a call to close on Sunday because I have received some death threats.
Death threats?
What?
You've received death threats. Now, this restaurant is like a small vegan restaurant.
No, he did say that's going to get you in trouble.
The breastfeeding part. Yes, he said.
Breastfeeding people get crazy.
They get very mad.
They're like cyclists.
Yep, exactly.
They're very mad.
You want to breastfeed?
So you don't have to say that. I see, that's the thing. Like, don't bring this on yourself. If in your head you're like, man, I don't like just breastfeeding in my restaurant.
And the dirty diapers.
Just say, hey, no kids under five.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. And
it feels like you should be able to do that. I don't understand why you can't.
And what kid under five wants to eat at this vegan restaurant anyway?
Right.
I mean, who wants to eat there to begin with? But whatever. It doesn't seem like a weird thing that place would say no kids under five. And I'm with you. When he did the interview with the local news there and talked about dirty diapers and they cited his health, as soon as he said breastfeeding, I was like, dude,
you're out of business. Yep,
you can't
be in trouble.
Do that.
You can't.
Anytime
you just say, hey, this is an adult establishment and sometimes adults want to go out and be with other adults.
Yep.
It's okay.
And that's that.
It's okay.
No kids
and we
on
know
the farm.
We know we're going to lose business because of it. And we hope you find a great restaurant that you love that you and your four-year-old can go to. But it ain't this one.
Have you been to places, you know, as a parent where it says no kids? Sorry, there's no kids
at
this age. That hasn't happened to you.
No, I don't know.
It's not
I can't
common.
Think of any of that.
Okay. I didn't know if there was like some nice restaurants that say, oh, sorry,
I can't think of any of that.
It hasn't happened to you.
No.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm not a parent, so I didn't know. It's not something
I
would notice.
I don't know that that's a normal thing, but I always say, like, you know, if it doesn't have a kids menu, then I probably shouldn't bring my kids.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Like, this place doesn't have a kids menu, then why am I bringing them?
The owner said.
Now, my kids are teens now. They can go anywhere.
Sure.
But, you know, when they were like 2, 3, 4, like, if there's no kids menu, on the other side of that, if you're trying to save money and you go to Denny's, you know, my kid might make some noise.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right?
And that's just how it is.
That's how it is.
And I expect that as a customer.
Yeah, like hey, there's going to be kids in here coloring and banging their cups and whatever.
Yep.
Like, it is what it is. Now, I don't like kids who are completely rude, but it's going to be noisier than, you know, a $70 steak
ADVs
place.
ADVs or whatever. The owner said, you know, this is not a Chuck E. Cheese, and it's not made for babies, and that's the sad truth. The problem is when they posted the stuff on social media and cited the unsanitary conditions for kids under five, I think once you included the breastfeeding,
you're done.
That's when you're done.
You're
now it's national news.
People love breastfeeding.
Got a lot of people.
You gotta.
I saw a woman breastfeeding over Memorial Day weekend.
Really? Where?
She just went boop right there. And I was like, oh, wowza. It's hard not to look. It kind of, you know what I mean? She was sitting at the booth right next to me. And
what
it was
restaurant?
Directly. It was a restaurant. We went to the World War I Museum, and there's a restaurant in there before you go in, like a cafe. And she was breastfeeding her kid. You know, I mean, you've seen it. You steal a glance, right? What's going on?
I don't remember ever seeing anybody breastfeeding.
How do you do that?
Without a blanket over them. I don't remember ever seeing it. Not that I'm against it. I just haven't ever seen
she
it.
She had some sort of, she had like a breastfeeding shirt on, you know, where it's ready to go. And so, yeah.
I'd like to buy you one of those.
Yeah, dude. I'd like to buy them for everyone. Let's buy them for the world.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Okay, so these are the people.
30 people.
We don't have to go through all 30 of them, but people that fooled the world into believing they're nice, but they're actually not. So the top one was actually a group. It's the Kardashians. They say that if you look into the Kardashians, they've all done bad stuff. Look, I don't know enough about them, but apparently there's dirt on them, and that doesn't surprise me. They've been on TV their whole lives. Dr. Phil was way up there on the list. People really hate that guy.
Yeah, I do hate that guy, too.
I never watched the show, so you hate him. Why do you hate him?
I don't trust him. He's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I just always felt like you wouldn't actually listen to this guy, would you? But I suppose there were people that went on that show with real problems, and people that went on that show looking for actual help to try and bring attention to a case or something. And, you know, maybe he
fooled him.
He's just, yeah. I never thought it was interesting. It's weird to me that it was popular, but whatever. I really like the next one because this is another group of people that have tricked us into thinking they're nice. And they said it's all HR departments. The HR department is not there for you.
That's true.
Do not bother reporting things to the HR department.
If you report it to them, the HR department's going to corporate.
That's what they say. It just backfires.
We've got a problem.
They're not actually there for you. They are there for corporate. It's not like your union representative.
Right.
Now, HR tries to, you know, present themselves as, hey, if you ever need any
help. And I think there probably are some good HR people who help you out.
Yeah,
but
we've had some.
They still are getting paid by your boss.
Exactly, exactly. Brett Favre made the list. I know he made the list because all that money.
Did he ever try to make you like him, though?
I don't know.
I never get that vibe that he tried to be a nice guy.
They think he was a nice guy? I mean, he kind of had an accent.
I never thought, like, oh, that Brett Favre, he seems like a real nice guy.
That's a good point. I guess fans probably liked him, but yeah, he never came off as, you know,
generous type of guy.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. They said every senior pastor at every megachurch.
Fair.
And I would tend to agree with that. Ronald Reagan, your guy, is on there. They put Gandhi on there.
Gandhi was a bad guy?
They
had
some different things about Gandhi. One of them was that his wife got sick with pneumonia.
Yeah.
And doctors told him, hey, she just needs a shot of penicillin. It'll save her life. She'll be fine. He said, no alien medicine injected into her body, and she died.
Well, he believed that.
So that's my thing. It's like if you're a...
Doesn't make him a bad guy.
Christian scientist or whatever,
right?
He was
also pretty racist, right?
There was other stuff about him.
He was?
I'm surprised that that's not what they talked about.
Yeah, they don't like black
people, I think. Gandhi?
I think so.
Look into it. There's some controversy about racism.
Take my word for it, but...
No, I thought that's what they were going to say about him, and then they ended up saying the thing about pneumonia. I was like, okay, well, there's other stuff about Gandhi that's controversial. Picasso's on the list. I've heard this about Picasso. He treated all of his romantic partners poorly. He once said that, for me, there are two kinds of women, goddesses and doormats. So, you know, people didn't like that. I guess he sounded a little sexist. They said that he was
just a little
rough in bed. Barbara Walters is on the list. Now,
yeah, I've heard she's not the nicest lady.
She
in the world.
Did some things I saw that I didn't like. They talk about her interview with Corey Feldman and how they think that she knew what Corey Feldman was saying was true, yet she kept questioning him on it. If you've ever seen that when he's trying to talk about abuse in Hollywood, it is. I just don't understand why she's so defensive
of Hollywood.
Like, here's someone who's telling you something that happened to him as a kid that can't be easy, and you're just treating it as if, oh, you're here for the attention.
It's funny because Pablo Picasso's never been called an asshole. Not like you, not like me. Right? That's the song. I didn't know anybody hated Picasso.
He's on the list. Did Barbara Walters die? Is she dead yet? Did she die
recently? Yeah, I think she's dead.
I was thinking maybe she died not that long ago. Yeah. Who else? Tom Cruise.
Barbara Walters was an American. She died in December 30th, 2022 at the age of 93.
Oh, 2022. Okay. Been a while. Tom Cruise is on there. They say, you know, he gives millions of dollars to Scientology and they don't like Scientology.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
You and the Fonz are the ones that don't like Tom Hanks, I think. John Lennon.
We're the ones who see through that garbage.
They put John Lennon
garbage
on there.
Garbage human.
They say John
Lennon. Dick Van Dyke.
The Dick Van Dyke thing's so weird. John Lennon sang about peace and love, and then he went home and beat his wife and kid. I don't know. Is that true? Did he beat his wife and kid?
Cynthia Powell, the first one, yeah.
Because she reported that? Did he admit to it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, there you go. He's on the list. Mark Wahlberg, Laszlo's favorite guy.
What did he do? Oh, forget it. I know what he
did. A lot of stuff.
Some racist stuff.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was a long time ago, and he's asked for everyone's forgiveness. So, you know, there you go. Someone said, you know, I'm just going to put my mother on the list.
You grew up in Boston, rooting for the Celtics. What do you want from him?
That's exactly right. Someone said that they're just going to put their mother on the list because they didn't have a great mom.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone thinks she's a great mom. But if you actually had her as a mom, a lot of people have family members like that. They put Oprah Winfrey on. I feel like Oprah,
is she a bad person?
Yeah, right. Why is she a bad person? They said that she platformed so many terrible people, like Dr. Phil.
Oh, I see. But she probably didn't know they were going to be bad people.
Scam artists, snake oil salesmen.
Dr. Oz and those people. But she probably didn't know it at the time.
She hosted a talk show. She's not the Surgeon General.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
And she had them on, and they were good for ratings. And at that point, she probably thought, was she to know what Dr. Oz was going to turn into politically?
Right.
I'm sure she wouldn't vote for Dr. Oz.
Right, exactly. It was a talk show. She had to do it every day, guys. You got to come up with content. It ain't easy. They put Chris Columbus on the list. I think we all knew that, though, right? They put him right next to Andrew Jackson. I'm like, yeah, I don't think anyone's walking around going, what a nice guy Andrew Jackson was. What a nice guy Christopher Columbus was.
That whole Trail of Tears thing.
Yeah, killed a lot of, you know, kind of a racist. So, yeah, they've talked about taking him off the 20 for a while because of it. But
I roll my eyes because I don't know anything about Andrew Jackson.
He was racist.
I absolutely know exactly who Andrew Jackson is.
He was just a racist president. Drake, he's on the list. Snow Cone put him on the
why
list.
Why him? Weren't they all? Like, why pick Andrew Jackson out of the other one, I guess?
I guess because he's revered.
He's the biggest racist?
There's all these counties named after him with statues
Thomas
of him.
Thomas Jefferson. And
yeah, I don't know. Jackson was...
George Washington.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Like, Jackson why, I guess I'm just like, I rolled my eyes because I'm like, why? They just picked a random old white racist? They were all old and white and racist.
It seems like they were trying to, there was an effort not too long ago to get people to realize that Andrew Jackson was a bad guy. People maybe already knew the bad things about Washington and about Jefferson. It was like, hey, it's time to talk about what a racist Andrew Jackson was. That was the impression I got, and they were going to take him off the money. They got Drake on here because, you know, he's nice to kids. I mean... God forbid. The guy's a child star.
Right,
and
tries to help out
he meets
stars.
Another child star, and he's like, if you ever need support or anything. And then what do they say in the interviews? He's so nice. He's great. They don't say, oh, he tried to kiss me. He asked me to come over at 3 a.m. They just say, he's been a great support for me.
Right.
And then people are like, ah, pedo.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's weird. Like, you're not just...
It's crazy. Like, you can't even be, like, a good guy. No, like, I don't know what the story is with him, but you can't even be like, man, I was a troubled teen star who got through this. And if you need, you know, someone to help you look out for all the stuff that happens in this business, I'd be happy to do it. And then people are like, you're trying to bang him.
Right.
Like, no, I'm... All right, forget it.
Yeah.
He hasn't been accused of anything by anybody. I mean...
Not that I know of. No, it's all just this, like, speculation. Like, oh, right. Look, he got, what's her name's number? Millie Bobby Brown
and Billie Eilish.
And then Billie Eilish. And both of them are like, yeah, okay. You know, we're young and famous. And he's like, hey, I know what it's like to be young and famous. Although, I will say... Yes, he was a child star. He wasn't quite young and famous like they were.
No,
I mean, he was on a kid show, and some kids knew who he was.
He was like a side actor on
right.
the show.
Can he really relate? Anyhow, Steve Jobs is on the list. You know, he's a deadbeat dad, spoiled child.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bad with labor, blah, 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 blah. Some people even accused him of not being that smart. It seemed like he was pretty good at his job to me. He may have been mean, but it did seem like people were interested in what he had to say, and he created a lot of wealth for that company, right?
Sure.
I mean, he left Apple, and they almost went out of business. Then he came back, and... became the biggest company in the world. So, Chris Brown, who's saying Chris Brown's a good guy? Even if you defend him.
I love Chris Brown.
Laszlo, it was a long time ago. Ellen DeGeneres is now on the list. It's so crazy that she went from being Miss America to...
I still don't think she's a bad person.
I could see it. All those accusations they made, I'm like, I could see that.
Yeah,
I don't know that
too,
it's true.
But it's hard, you know, I think she's hard to work for.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make her a bad person.
That's true. That's
I think
true.
She's just driven. No, like, hey, don't screw true. This up, dummy.
Yeah, perfectionist, whatever that's true.
Yeah.
They put Jared Leto on the list, and it's like, well, again, who's saying he's nice? I mean,
he's a dick.
He was nice to me. We went to that coffee shop, and I got that hummus sandwich. He was very nice.
Yeah.
We didn't talk much. I didn't know it was Jared Leto until we walked out of there.
He's just kind of a douche.
But then, yeah, he turned out to be, you know, not so great. People put Will Smith on there because of the slap. He's now a bad person.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know. Is the slap enough to put him on there?
Right. He's being manipulated by a woman.
That's the thing.
Right.
Like, you're doing this for her.
Yeah. And then she side-eyed you after you did it.
Now you're going to come out with Bad Boys. It's like, oh, Bad Boys. Maybe his wife behind him pulling the strings, you know? It's kind of hard to... Anyway, I mean, it's a movie. I get it. The last one they put on there is The Rock. I don't know what The Rock could have possibly done. They said, I think
stuff is
just starting to come out. He's always been super controlling of his public image, but it seems like the guy is a complete and total sociopath. And they have an article detailing about how his team tried to craft his public image and hide negative things that he's done. It's from Jezebel, so I don't know. But it says, you know, going through his old Instagram account stuff. Look, I'm not ready to put The Rock on there yet. You're going to need better evidence.
Jezebel and old Instagram
exactly.
posts?
Exactly. I'm going
to
need
That's
more
not enough
that.
To say The Rock's a bad guy.
No, I'm not putting him on there
And
yet.
By the way, do I think he controls his public image? Yes.
He's a big movie star.
That's why he does it.
Yep.
So that he continued to make $60 million a movie. So when the Hollywood bus rolls by his house and he steps out and waves to people and talks to people and glad hands them, do I think he's doing it because he's nice? Partly. Do I also think he's doing it because he knows everyone has their cameras out and this is going to be all over the internet and I'm going to look like a good guy?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe both those things to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want?
The Jezebel article is pretty dumb, so I'm going to take him off the list.
Right.
Leave Andrew Jackson, take Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Off.
Off, and that's it, man.
All right. Are we done?
Yep.
We are done?
We're done.
Really? Well, good show, Andrew Jackson and Gandhi. What?
The Rock.
Oh, stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yo.
Okay, so these are the people.
30 people.
We don't have to go through all 30 of them, but people that fooled the world into believing they're nice, but they're actually not. So the top one was actually a group. It's the Kardashians. They say that if you look into the Kardashians, they've all done bad stuff. Look, I don't know enough about them, but apparently there's dirt on them, and that doesn't surprise me. They've been on TV their whole lives. Dr. Phil was way up there on the list. People really hate that guy.
Yeah, I do hate that guy, too.
I never watched the show, so you hate him. Why do you hate him?
I don't trust him. He's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I just always felt like you wouldn't actually listen to this guy, would you? But I suppose there were people that went on that show with real problems, and people that went on that show looking for actual help to try and bring attention to a case or something. And, you know, maybe he
fooled him.
He's just, yeah. I never thought it was interesting. It's weird to me that it was popular, but whatever. I really like the next one because this is another group of people that have tricked us into thinking they're nice. And they said it's all HR departments. The HR department is not there for you.
Well, that's true.
Do not bother reporting things to the
HR
department.
If you report it to them, the HR department's going to corporate.
That's what they say. It just backfires on
you. We've got a problem.
They're not actually there for you. They are there for corporate. It's not like your union representative.
Right.
Now, HR tries to, you know, present themselves as, hey, if you ever need any
help. And I think there probably are some good HR people who help you out.
Yeah,
but
we've had some.
They still are getting paid by your boss.
Exactly, exactly. Brett Favre made the list. I know why he made the list because all that money.
Did he ever try to make you like him, though?
I don't know.
I never get that vibe that he tried to be a nice guy.
You think he was a nice guy? I mean, he kind of had an accent.
I never thought, like, oh, that Brett Favre, he seems like a real nice guy.
That's a good point. I guess fans probably liked him, but yeah, he never came off as, you know,
Shucks a type of guy.
Yeah, you know. No, you're right. Okay. They said every senior pastor at every megachurch.
Fair.
And I would tend to agree with that. Ronald Reagan, your guy, is on there. They put Gandhi on there.
Gandhi was a bad guy?
They had
Gandhi
some different things about Gandhi. One of them was that his wife got sick with pneumonia.
Yeah.
And doctors told him, hey, she just needs a shot of penicillin. It'll save her life. She'll be fine. He said, no alien medicine injected into her body, and she died.
Well, he believed that.
So that's my thing. It's like if you're a...
doesn't make him a bad guy.
Christian scientist or whatever,
he was also
right.
Pretty racist, right?
There was other stuff about him.
He was?
Yeah, I'm surprised that that's not what they talked about.
Yeah, they don't like black people, I think.
Gandhi?
I think so.
Look into it. There's some controversy about racism.
Take my word for it, but
no, I thought that's what they were going to say about him, and then they ended up saying the thing about pneumonia. I was like, okay, well, there's other stuff about Gandhi that's controversial. Picasso's on the list. I've heard this about Picasso. He treated all of his romantic partners poorly. He once said that for me, there are two kinds of women: goddesses and doormats. So, you know, people didn't like that. I guess he sounded a little sexist. They said that he was
a little
rough in bed. Barbara Walters is on the list. Now,
yeah, I've heard she's not the nicest lady in the world.
She did some things that I saw that I didn't like. They talk about her interview with Corey Feldman and how they think that she knew what Corey Feldman was saying was true, yet she kept questioning him on it. Have you ever seen that when he's trying to talk about abuse in Hollywood? It is. I just don't understand why she's so defensive
of Hollywood.
Like, here's someone who's telling you something that happened to him as a kid that can't be easy, and you're just treating it as if, oh, you're here for the attention. It's like,
funny what? Because Pablo Picasso's never been called an asshole. Not like you, not like me. Right? That's the song. I didn't know anybody hated Picasso.
He's on the list. Did Barbara Walters die? Is she dead yet? Did she die
recently?
Yeah,
I think she's dead.
I was thinking maybe she died not that long ago. Yeah. Who else on? Oh, Tom Cruise.
Barbara Walters was an American. She died in December 30th, 2022 at the age of 93.
Oh, 2022. Okay. Been a while. Tom Cruise is on there. They say, you know, he gives millions of dollars to Scientology and they don't like Scientology.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
You and the Fonz are the ones that don't like Tom Hanks, I think. John Lennon.
We're the ones who see through that garbage.
They put John Lennon
garbage
on there.
Garbage human.
They say John
Lennon. Dick Van Dyke.
The Dick Van Dyke thing's so weird. John Lennon sang about peace and love, and then he went home and beat his wife and kid. I don't know. Is that true? Did he beat his wife and kid?
Cynthia Powell, the first one, yeah.
Because she reported that? Did he admit to it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, there you go. He's on the list. Mark Wahlberg, Laszlo's favorite guy.
What'd he do? Oh, forget it. I know what he
did. A lot of stuff.
Some racist stuff.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was a long time ago, and he's asked for everyone's forgiveness. So, you know, there you go. Someone said, you know, I'm just going to put my mother on the list.
You grew up in Boston, rooting for the Celtics. What do you want from them?
That's exactly right. Someone said that they're just going to put their mother on the list because they didn't have a great mom.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone thinks she's a great mom. But if you actually had her as a mom, and a lot of people have family members like that. They put Oprah Winfrey on. I feel like Oprah, she's
a... Is she a bad person?
Yeah, right. Why is she a bad person? They said that she platformed so many terrible people, like Dr. Phil.
Oh, I see. But she probably didn't know they were going to be bad people.
Scam artists, snake oil salesmen.
Dr. Oz and those people. But she probably didn't know it at the time.
She hosted a talk show. She's not the Surgeon General.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Like, and she had them on, and they were good for ratings. And at that point, she probably thought, was she to know what Dr. Oz was going to turn into politically?
Right.
I'm sure she wouldn't vote for Dr. Oz.
Right, exactly. It was a talk show. She had to do it every day, guys. Mm-hmm. You got to come up with content. It ain't easy. They put Chris Columbus on the list. I think we all knew that, though, right? They put him right next to Andrew Jackson. I'm like, yeah, I don't think anyone's walking around going, what a nice guy Andrew Jackson was. What a nice guy Christopher
Andrew
Columbus
Jackson.
Was.
Again, that whole Trail of Tears thing.
Yeah, killed a lot of, you know, kind of a racist. So, yeah, they've talked about taking him off the 20 for a while because of it. But
I don't know. I mean, I rolled my eyes because I don't know anything about Andrew Jackson. I don't...
He was racist.
I mean, I absolutely know exactly who Andrew Jackson is.
He was just a racist president. Drake, he's on the list. Snowcone put him on
the
list.
Why him? Weren't they all? Like, why pick Andrew Jackson out of the other one, I guess?
I guess because he's revered.
He's the racist?
There's all these counties named after him with statues
Thomas
of him.
Thomas Jefferson. And
yeah, I don't know. Jackson was...
George Washington.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Like, I rolled my eyes because I'm like, why? They just picked a random old white racist? They were all old and white and racist.
It seems like they were trying to, there was an effort not too long ago to get people to realize that Andrew Jackson was a bad guy. People maybe already knew the bad things about Washington and about Jefferson. It was like, hey, it's time to talk about what a racist Andrew Jackson was. That was the impression I got, and they were going to take him off the money. They got Drake on here because, you know, he's nice to kids. I mean... God forbid. The guy's a child star.
Right,
and
tries to help out
he
child
meets
stars.
Another child star, and he's like, if you ever need support or anything. And then what do they say in the interviews? He's so nice. He's great. They don't say, oh, he tried to kiss me. He asked me to come over at 3 a.m. They just say, he's been a great support for me.
Right.
And then people are like, ah, pedo.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's weird. Like, you're not just...
It's crazy. Like, you can't even be, like, a good guy. No, like, I don't know what the story is with him, but you can't even be like, man, I was a troubled teen star who got through this. And if you need, you know, someone to help you look out for all the stuff that happens in this business, I'd be happy to do it. And then people are like, you're trying to bang him.
Right.
Like, no, I'm all right. Forget it.
Yeah.
He hasn't been accused of anything by anybody. I mean.
Not that I know of. No, it's all just this like speculation. Like, oh, look, he got what's her name's number? Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown and Billie Eilish.
And then Billie Eilish. And both of them are like, yeah, okay. You know, we're young and famous. And he's like, hey, I know what it's like to be young and famous. Although I will say. Yes, he was a child star. He wasn't quite young and famous like they were.
No,
I mean, he was on a kid show and some kids knew who he was.
He was like a side actor on
the show. Can he really relate? Anyhow, Steve Jobs is on the list. You know, he's a deadbeat dad, spoiled child. You know, bad with labor, blah, 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 blah. Some people even accused him of not being that smart. It seemed like he was pretty good at his job to me. He may have been mean, but it did seem like people were interested in what he had to say. And he created a lot of wealth for that company, right?
Sure.
I mean, he left Apple and they almost went out of business. Then he came back and became the biggest company in the world. So Chris Brown, who's saying Chris Brown's a good guy? Even if you defend him.
I love Chris Brown.
Laszlo. It was a long time ago. Ellen DeGeneres is now on the list. It's so crazy that she went from being Miss America to
I still don't think she's a bad person.
I could see it. All those accusations they made, I'm like, I could see that.
Yeah,
I don't know
me
that
too,
it's
but it's hard. You know, I think she's hard to work for.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make her a bad person.
That's true. That's
I think
true.
She's just driven. No, like, hey, don't screw this up, dummy.
Yeah, perfectionist, whatever. That's true.
Yeah.
They put Jared Leto on the list, and it's like, well, again, who's saying he's nice? I mean,
he's a dick.
He was nice to me. We went to that coffee shop, and I got that hummus sandwich. He was very nice.
Yeah.
We didn't talk much. I didn't know it was Jared Leto until we walked out of there.
He's just kind of a douche.
But then, yeah, he turned out to be, you know, not so great. People put Will Smith on there because of the slap. He's now a bad person.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is the slap enough to put him on there?
Right. He's being manipulated by a woman.
That's the thing.
Right.
Like, you're doing this for her.
Yeah. And then she side-eyed you after you did it.
Now you're going to come out with bad boys? It's like, oh, bad boys. Maybe his wife behind him pulling the strings, you know? It's kind of hard to... Anyway, I mean, it's a movie. I get it. The last one they put on there is The Rock. I don't know what The Rock could have possibly done. They said, I think
stuff is
just starting to come out. He's always been super controlling of his public image, but it seems like the guy is a complete and total sociopath. And they have an article detailing about how his team tried to craft his public image and hide negative things that he's done. It's from Jezebel, so I don't know. But it says, you know, going through his old Instagram account stuff. Look, I'm not ready to put The Rock on there yet. You're going to need better evidence.
Jezebel and old Instagram
exactly.
posts?
I'm going
to
need
That's
more
not enough
that.
To say The Rock's a bad guy.
No, I'm not putting him on there
And
yet.
By the way, do I think he controls his public image? Yes.
He's a big movie star.
That's why he does it.
Yep.
So that he continue to make $60 million a movie. So when the Hollywood bus rolls by his house and he steps out and waves to people and talks to people and glad hands them, do I think he's doing it because he's nice? Partly. Do I also think he's doing it because he knows everyone has their cameras out and this is going to be all over the internet and I'm going to look like a good guy?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe both those things to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want?
The Jezebel article is pretty dumb, so I'm going to take him off the list.
Right.
Leave Andrew Jackson, take Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Off.
Off, and that's it, man.
All right. Are we done?
Yep.
We are done?
We're done.
Really? Well, good show, Andrew Jackson and Gandhi. What?
The Rock.
Oh, stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.